This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Great Mates is going live in 3, 2, 1.
And I'm recording.
I'm also recording.
You're recording?
I am.
We should do a podcast.
Oh, let's do it.
I have a name for
What's it called?
Great Mates.
Ooh, I like it. I'm kind of leaning towards shit cunts.
I do like
but,
that.
But if we have to go with Great Mates, that's fine.
Well, you know what? If Great Mates isn't available,
yeah,
we'll go with shit cunts.
Okay, sweet.
Actually, I really do like the name shit cunts more than Great Mates.
Oh, if you could get away with it, like it'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah. You know what? You know the way I spell cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to, which is K-H-U-N-C-E.
Yeah.
If we can find out a way to spell shit that wasn't, I guess, offensive to automatic, like...
Everyone.
Machines.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I don't care about people.
Oh, it's just got to be
but
the...
It's got to be the algorithm.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Maybe we can just call it cunts.
Shirt cunts.
Shirt cunts.
Shirt.
Maybe, like, maybe we could just put, like,
S-H
two I's. Yeah.
T.
Ah, yeah.
Cunts.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe we're up for a brand rebrand.
Already. I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
I reckon this is a pretty good intro, too. Maybe we just keep going with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. Do you think we should rebrand from Great Mates to Shit Cunts?
Hit us up in the socials.
Fuck, that's not a bad... That's a good question for the week. Right. I know we're only like a minute 30, 40 into the episode, but that's your question for the week. Should we rebrand from Great Mates to Shit
Cunts?
That's
it. It's done.
I will fucking do it. Do not even tempt me.
You do like a good rebrand, that's for sure.
Oh, man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Putting it in my book, Tomorrow's Work.
Oh.
Number one job.
Great Mates to Shit Cunts.
Yeah. It's on my agenda now.
It's on your to-do list.
Yeah, my to-do list.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
So that's the sidetrack. That's the tangent for the episode. Straight away, we got that nailed. Check.
Done. Now we can move on to regular business.
Yeah, on to regular business. Hey, mates, welcome to Great Mates. My name is Kay.
And my name is Troy.
Potentially, temporarily great mates.
Temporarily great mates. Wow.
Apologies, there's no video for this episode. Maybe for the previous episode too, and the episode before that.
Yeah,
I still haven't done it yet. It's there.
It exists.
I've got it.
It does exist. These two don't exist, so that's fine. You get a pass on that.
Yeah.
But the other one that exists, so you're just dropping the ball.
Actually, you know what? If I was a much better human being,
yeah.
I could have solved the issue of not being able to record our phone call on my phone.
Right.
By using like a screen recorder app on there or something, but I'm not a virgin, so I don't know how to do that.
Fair. Are you sure? Oh, I guess, you know, do you have a child? So
I have one child.
You can assume that you've at least had sex once.
Or I'm a really good shot.
Just from across the room.
Yeah. Hold it open, baby.
It's the old Spider-Man just boing, flip.
Oh, God.
Excellent. That's great. Yeah. What's this episode about?
How to make babies from across the room.
Oh, God. There's a disturbing thought, actually. So, you know, if we can move away from
that. I bet you people try that.
I'm sure they haven't.
Fuck, man. The world is weird, man.
I guess it is pretty weird. When you get down into it, it's weird enough that actually seems relatively normal for someone to actually, yeah. Somewhere in the world, someone probably has tried that. You're right.
You know what? Especially in this whole like isolation thing.
Yeah.
Like people will be like trying weird shit.
It's like, oh, what else are they going to do?
Yeah.
Watch TV. Watch Guilty Pleasure TV shows. That's a throwback.
Done. Finished everything.
Finished it all. Watched all however many seasons of Glee there was based on Troy's recommendation.
How many is there?
I don't know, 5 or 6, something like that.
Oh, fuck, that's a short show, actually, in this day and age.
Well, hey, there's only so many songs in the world that can be sung.
And then they sang them all.
They sang every single song that existed, from Don't Stop Believing to...
I'm a Believer.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's one of those shows that it's the same problem that all of these shows has, and we spoke about a couple of these shows last week as well, Dawson's Creek and The OC. They're all set in high school, right?
Yeah.
You can only have so many seasons where it's like, hey, we don't actually care what happens anymore because none of these people are together. So let's move on.
And the thing is, like, high school in the States is different to high school here. They have that middle school. So high school's actually shorter.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you might get, like, you could realistically, if you went from a freshman to a senior, whatever that is, 4 or 5 years or whatever it is in the States. So you could probably have that amount, and then maybe one where they all somehow manage to go to the same college, and then from there, you know, it's all over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, TV. Mm. Bit of TV.
And then it shows all those sad people who go back to that high school and to reconnect a few years later, and it's like, you're a fucking loser. Yeah,
that's the show I want. All the people that were in the background of those shows that never made it somewhere but still, like, just stayed in the town where they were. Like, what's that show? Give me that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I do. I do. It's like after high school.
It's like, it's just losers.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Is it that? That's a real show.
Oh, okay. Well, not that. It's called The Reject Squad.
Oh, yeah. The Reject Squad.
The Reject Squad. I just made that up.
I like
it's
that.
It's good. I'm going to pitch it to Hollywood.
To Hollywood as a general.
Just in general. Like, I'm just going to drop flyers.
Drop to the sign.
I'm just going to drop flyers. Just all through Hollywood. Someone's going to pick it up.
Yeah. Someone.
Like, literally.
The flyer, not the
it
show.
It might be a custodian, just a garbage man. But someone's going to pick it up, Cade. As long as my idea gets into the hands of someone in Hollywood, I've made it, really, haven't I?
You know what? As George Michael would say, you've got to have faith.
That's right. You've got to have faith. And a whole bunch of flyers. And a plane.
Yeah.
And once you've got all those things.
And an idea.
And an idea. And a dream. And a machine gun, because that's cool. That's all you need.
Well, I think people will be more inclined to take a brochure off you if you had a machine gun.
Yeah. Die Hard 2, because there's a plane.
Yeah. Die Hard 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Back with a flyer.
Anyway.
Electric Boogaloo.
Moving on.
Yeah. What's the topic this week that you wanted to actually talk about?
Before I try to derail
well, look. Because this is the thing. Troy comes in with a topic every week for the podcast.
Yes, every goddamn week.
And I'm not going to lie. All these ideas are fantastic. That's why we do them. But I do my best to not get to those ideas ever.
So for everyone playing at home, those episodes where it just seems like we're talking about a bunch of random shit, yet there's still a title associated with something that we were supposed to talk about, and maybe we got to for like 30 seconds.
That's why.
This is the shit that I have to deal with on a weekly basis.
Hey, look, all I want to say is that out of the 22 to 24 minutes that we usually aim for, I've already chewed up 9 minutes of your...
I know. 2 minutes was an intro I didn't even know was an intro, so
yeah,
there you go.
Shit cunts coming at you.
Yeah, well done. Look, the topic that I wanted to talk about today, and this is because, again, everyone's still in self-isolation. We're going to talk about this for a while. It's going to be happening for a while. Everyone, somewhere in the world, you're in lockdown. There's only certain things you can do. One of the things you can do, the government has decided that liquor stores, bottle shops are an essential business. You can still drink. You can do so in your own home. You can only have a certain amount of people over, whatever. Superheroes you'd like to get drunk with, if you had the option. Who would it be? Who would you pick?
Well, you know what? I'm going for things that are going to be very, very relatable to the general public.
Okay.
And I'm going to go for some MCU characters because imagine like getting on the piss with some
because
of those,
you're a
like,
Marvel
DC.
Shill. That's why.
Yeah, and they pay
me. They do pay you.
I'm a Disney bitch. Yeah. Deal with it. And, yeah, imagine, like, having a beer with, like, the Batman.
Well, that'd be from fucking like, the most depressing beer you could ever have in your life.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That dude doesn't even drink.
Like, so, yeah. No, no, he does. He does.
You'd be drinking beer, and that guy's drinking a tonic water and lemon wedge.
Yeah, that's true. But it'll be like, so have you killed any of your robins before? Because I'm up to 8.
So how's your parents going?
Oh, yeah.
Are
you
alive?
Are you an orphan?
Are you also an orphan? Yeah, no, it'd be shit, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he does drink, but, you know, it wouldn't be exciting.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. Well, actually, they do play him off to be a bit of a playboy, so maybe he does get on it.
We might have to, but, you know, it's probably he's probably his whiskey is like iced tea, and he's just pretending.
Oh,
you know
what yeah. I mean? What a sad
life. He's always
got to
be Batman. Bruce yeah. Wayne's just a persona. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's deep.
That's deep.
That's too deep.
All right. Well, yeah. So who do you want to pick then? You going to pick someone?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Fat Thor.
Fat Thor. That's yeah. a good one, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad because, like, it, you know, where we are from, it is like 4 billion degrees in the winter.
Yes.
And it's kind of like Fat Thor ain't scared to sit there with his shirt off and his big ass gut and titties hanging out.
It'd make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
I mean?
You could sit there and be like, damn.
I'm
going to
get my big fat gut and titties out. We'll make it a party.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he'd be the type of guy that you could like hop in a hot tub with and just drink beer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not weird.
And it's not weird, yeah. Yeah, that'd be...
And I think he would also be like fucking cool enough to fetch your beers with Stormbreaker.
Oh, could he do that?
Fuck, why not?
How? You got some...
Practice?
Practice. Practice and a dream. That's all it fucking takes.
Yeah, and some flies.
And some flies and a plane. And Die Hard 2. It's amazing. Now, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I like that because it didn't even occur to me, actually. I did pick an MCU character, but it didn't actually occur to me for Fat Thor. I went the other way. I went the obvious way.
Oh, what's the obvious way?
Tony Stark.
Oh,
pre-Pepper yeah. Potts Tony Stark.
I want Tony Stark out of Iron Man 2 where he's partying in his suit.
Yeah, where he's DJing it up. That's
yeah.
Tony Stark you want to party with. Because
yeah.
don't.
Actually, I just want Robert Downey Jr.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Before Disney cleaned him up.
Was he the. Because you don't want comic book Tony Stark. It needs to be MCU Tony Stark specifically because comic
yeah.
book Tony Stark's an alcoholic and.
He'll beat you.
Not only would you lose every drinking contest you had, also, it's basically. It'd be very kind of sad to be around, wouldn't it?
Well, I couldn't imagine actually drinking with an alcoholic would be fun. It would be more awkward.
I don't think anybody in the history of ever has said drinking with an alcoholic is fun.
No. Yeah, like that's yeah. what I mean. Like drinking with an alcoholic would not be fun. It would just be like, oh, you're depressed.
Yeah, this is great. I may as well go drink
you're
with
crying.
Fucking happy
Sweet.
Batman over here. Yeah. But yeah, I think perfect choice in the sense that you've said Iron Man 2. Works perfectly because that's when he's right and he's like real sort of party mode. I think maybe he was having
yeah.
issues with Pepper Potts at the time there maybe. Is that what was happening? I can't remember exactly.
He was just
It was
slaying.
Iron Man 2. Who cares? But yeah, he was getting in there. You could imagine the parties that you would have with that guy. It'd be pretty amazing.
It'd be pretty unreal.
It'd be pretty unreal. It'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Another one that I'm going to go with from the movies though, right? Movies specifically. Okay, is Aquaman. Aquaman from the
yeah,
Aquaman movie.
I feel you.
You feel me?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, I think Aquaman can partay.
Because I think he can party, but not only that, it would also be, like, pretty volatile the entire time. Like, you'd never know if you were going to get into a bar fight. So it's
yeah.
kind of like you're living on that edge of, like, is this shit amazing or is it about to get real dangerous? And that's a different type of
yeah.
high, man. That's it.
Because he's like a moody drinker, I reckon.
Oh, he would be, yeah.
And all it takes is like the wrong song to be on.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. Then he's picking the jukebox up and throwing it across the room and punching on with complete strangers and whatnot. It'd be pretty good.
I find that to be like quite worrying in the sense that like Aquaman is so moody around humans when he's got like this superhuman strength.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
And it's just like, yeah, it's like, come on, man. Just take a chill pill, man.
Just go be around some fish, bro, if that's what makes you feel. Yeah. Just take a trip to the aquarium. Just relax. I know it's expensive, but.
Just open mouth kiss a dolphin again.
Just fuck its blowhole. Like, just go all the way.
It's called a blowhole for a reason. It's where you're supposed to aim
that's
for.
That's exactly right. And if you can't do it, you do it from across the room and you just fling it at it. Full
that's
circle,
right.
baby.
Talking about flinging, yeah. Spider-Man is one I want to have a drink
Oh, really?
With.
A like, poor college student.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, like college kids, man, the way they drink is like stupid levels. Yeah. You know, like Frank the Tank, keg stands, things like that. Except like Spider-Man could genuinely do a keg stand and just nail
it. Yeah, that's
true. So I reckon, and like, just imagine like beer pong.
Oh, Spider-Man. He'd be the best at everything.
Yeah.
He'd be the best drinking buddy to have for that reason.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want that to be the new Spider-Man movie.
It's like a, what was that shit? Like where it was just always spring break, girls going wild or something like that. But it's just a Spidey going wild.
Ah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, we don't need to talk about girls going wild and that, you know, that era where it was okay for those things to be made and everyone just seemed to be completely all right with it. But Spidey going wild, Spidey goes to spring
break.
I
like that.
And just fucking lets loose.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it.
And Spidey Uncut.
Spidey Uncut. Many different meanings
depending
on how wild it gets. Excellent.
That's fucked.
That is. That actually is. What about this? Picture this. Imagine if you could have drinks with a person that...
Oh, yeah.
Had that was so influential that they could just tell the bartender to keep giving you drinks and the bartender would be obliged to just continuously keep giving you drinks.
It's kind of like a nightclub.
Kind of like a nightclub.
Where responsible
with
like
no
servers
RSA.
Of alcohol doesn't apply.
Exactly. But you don't have to pay for it. I'm talking about Jesse Custer. I'm talking about the preacher.
Oh, that's a good pick, man.
Think about that for a second.
Jesse Custer. Yeah, no, that's a really good pick. I do like that because, you know, like a preacher man. You know, him and Aquaman drinking together would be next
it'd be a
level. It'd be fucking amazing.
You'd be so scared for your life.
Absolutely, because, man, I need to go finish that last season of Preacher.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck, that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to watch the whole thing. Fuck
sleeping. Yeah, who needs sleep? What's...
Not me. Like, I've never slept in my life, in case. That's not even a lie.
Isn't it? Are you a vampire?
No.
I know they sleep too.
Only, like, if you're a shit vampire, you might have a nap.
Real fucking metal vampires... Party 24/7 or at least 23/7
get the fuck
with
out.
An hour nap in between somewhere.
Yeah, that's what you get one hour.
Yeah,
nap.
1 hour nap during the middle of the day. That's it. And then you gotta get up and you gotta keep partying.
Except what I do, like when I'm in my vampire party mode, I won't sleep for a solid hour. What I do is I split that 1 hour up over 60 smaller naps throughout the day.
So because you're going to keep partying, you'll sleep for 60, you'll sleep for what, 60 seconds? So you're going to sleep for a minute, then you'll wake up, you'll have a shot, then sleep for another minute, wake up, have a shot, rinse, wash, repeat.
I power nap. Like this is how I hold up that reputation of never sleeping.
Yeah, it's amazing. And all you need to do is you can still do it while you're holding your drink in your hand and like sitting around. You just kind of like do that nod off like for a minute. And
that's
people
it.
Don't even know.
And then you're back. And you know, like when you bounce back up, you're awake.
Oh,
baby.
You're awake. You're good to go.
That's it. You're refreshed.
The secrets of vampire drinking.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You can share that and you can okay. use it.
I will. I'm going to write a book of all the useless information.
Don't share it that much.
Over the course of this and our previous podcast.
You can tell two other people.
Okay. I'll tell.
It's the vampire code.
Oh, man. All right. I've got to figure out who my two are going to be.
All yeah. Right. But you got to
let me
know. Can
one of them be the internet?
Okay. Yes, right, one.
Sweet. Excellent.
Only right. one.
Cool.
Only one person on the internet can hear
that. It'll be the internet and my mum.
Okay. Mom, I just learned something fucking rad.
About vampires.
Yeah, mom, don't sleep.
Vampires will think you're a nerd.
Yeah, they'll fucking think you're lame.
They won't drink your blood. Anyway, what's happening? What are we talking about? Well, anyway, think about Preacher. There you go. There's also a vampire in that. So that's cool too, right? He's a pretty
yeah, I guess
metal
so.
Vampire.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna meet someone like just as metal.
Okay, who?
The Butcher from
Ooh,
The Boys.
You think that'd be good?
Yeah, because we're choosing obviously dangerous people.
There seems to be a theme.
We just, okay, we're going to get our best punch on crew right. on. And the Butcher would be in that.
Okay. Not yeah. bad, not bad. I think, no. I was going to say British people, can they really drink? But they can.
I don't know. No, I've never seen a British person with a beer.
Never.
Never.
It's where a pint came
and
from.
And I'm a... And I've been awake a lot.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
So I've seen a lot
of
people.
I've heard that about
you. So that's a fact.
Yeah, okay.
British people don't drink.
Oh, they drink tea?
Yeah, that's it.
All our British listeners right now are going like, you fucking wankers.
You know too much.
I drink, you bastards, under the table.
Yeah. I'll fucking slam this Earl Grey. And then I'll get onto that peppermint and I'll show you who's boss.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started with English breakfast, son.
Ooh.
You think bergamot is your ally? I was born in it, molded by it,
brewed in it. You know, fun fact I learned today, not today, it's the
sure.
other day, but for the sake of this story, let's say. Today.
Cool.
That tea bags were made by accident.
Really? Why?
Because they were shipping tea and they wanted to give out samples, like lots of little samples to try. So rather than sending them in bigger bags, they put them in these little bags over to the US. Oh. And they didn't realize that they had to take the tea out of the bags. So they just put the tea in the water and they're like, that's really cool. And he's like, yeah, I meant that. And then he like painted
Who's
it
he?
Or something. Like the inventor of tea.
Oh, okay. The inventor of tea.
Yeah.
Not even tea bags, just the inventor of tea. No.
Yeah. Who invented tea bags?
So you're saying then that the-
Thomas Sullivan.
Thomas Sullivan. Is he American?
So
then you're saying Americans get credit for- Probably the way most people drink tea now.
Absolutely. All because like of unclear instructions, my dick got caught in the fan.
So are you saying then that the English have kind of lost two wars to the US?
I'm definitely saying that. Yeah.
Like the, you know.
The Great Tea War of 1903.
Yep, they lost that. Wow. Yeah,
they
I
lost
did not
that.
Know that.
Mm. It was a whitewash.
Was it?
Probably not the best choice of words considering that time, but
wow.
Oops.
Jesus. Well, there you go. Fun facts. Fun facts about vampires, fun facts about tea bags. If there's not a better spot to leave it, unless you've got any other superheroes you want to quickly rattle off that you think might be good to have a drink with?
No, it's just exclusively those
just
two.
Just those ones.
Yeah. No, I said maybe three or four. So, you know, there was a couple there. They were pretty good. Yeah,
okay, sure. Well done.
Actually, there's one. The Silver Surfer. I want to watch him, like, look at me disappointedly while I'm drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's just so stern and cold. He'd just be like, why do you do this to
yourself?
He's
not a cool dude, is he?
And he's like, not. He's not that. He's like, he's ripped as shit. Ryan's a fucking surfboard. You think he'd be cool.
You think a guy with a surfboard would be a little bit more laid back. You think kind of more like a Keanu Reeves from Point Break or something.
Point Break, yeah.
No. He's just a fucking jerk.
Not at all. It's just like ice cold. Just like, doesn't even look at you. Looks through you.
Just with disappointment.
Because he's just like, you're literally a waste of my space. Galactus, come eat this.
He looks at you with grandma disappointment. That's the level. It's, you know, when your grandma looks at you like true. Really disappointed in you and you just like feel it in your bones. That's Silver Surfer's level of disappointment when you're drinking.
Fuck, that's bad. That's so bad.
But hey, you know what? Fuck him. We're here to party.
Yeah. Let us know who you want to party with from comic books.
Or you know, superheroes.
No, just comic books.
Just comic books.
Because I selected like two people who weren't like heroes.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And so I think you selected one.
Yeah, I selected one. Shut up.
Yeah. Jesse Custer is not a fucking hero.
He's an anti-hero. Even though I think even that is kind of probably pushing the boundaries of what he actually is.
Yeah. He's just a cunt.
Yeah, he's kind of just, yeah, he's pretty much a cunt. He could be on the show.
Yeah.
Shit cunts.
Cunts. Yeah, shit cunts. Actually, let us know if that should be the new name.
It's
shit
not
cunts.
Gonna happen.
Wanna bet?
All right.
Hit us up on the socials. Those links are in the show notes, as always. We'll be back next week. I'm Troy. And this has been Shit Cunts.